Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banterbox Radio, the ultimate driving machine.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 53 for March of the 1st, 2016. My name is Thomas Towson. This guy directly in front of me, whose voice you'll hear shortly, is Dan Knight. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Are you excited to be back?
Oh, I'm so happy.
It feels like it's been nearly a week.
Nigh upon one, it has been exactly 1 week.
1 week to the day. We have waited one half fortnight.
That's correct.
To talk to you folks all again and do the same thing that we continue to do week by week, only this time it's a little more fancy.
Yes.
Because it's season two, which means nothing other than we did it. We made it to a year, and we're still here.
And we're going, I have to say, I think my season two resolution, because I think we should have them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is to be classier.
I'm trying to be a little classier.
A classy broad. I'm wearing 6-inch heels.
Oof. Wow. You know, it really is that what it was? I noticed something was different about you. But
six inches taller.
The room seems fuller. And more vivacious.
Well, it's because of all the shoes. I have backup shoes also.
Oh, that could be it too.
In the area.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you were doing that. my resolution, my season two resolution is to keep doing more of it.
Keep doing more of what?
This show.
Oh.
Yeah, it's to just keep doing it.
That's terrible.
It's a great resolution, boring. Okay, Dan? It's a great resolution.
Yeah, I expected more out of you, though. It's just what I'm saying.
I'm surprised you expected anything.
You're right. Gotta set that bar low.
That's right. Speaking of low bars, today is a very important national day. Really put that one up on a pedestal there.
I guess
No, today is a very important national day that we shall be very serious about.
Yeah.
It is, of course, the one celebrated year by year as National Horse Protection Day.
You're going to have to run that explanation.
Oh, come on. We all, you know, every year we sit down past the mashed potatoes, the crescent rolls, Nana says something's vaguely racist. We all have a great laugh. Of course, it's the day we celebrate most, National Horse Protection Day. Everybody, gather around. Let us pray and sing the National Horse Protection Day song, which of course goes...
Horse that we protect,
bum, bum, bum.
Horse that we protect,
bum, bum, bum.
We keep thee bum, in thy breast,
bum, bum.
And make sure
bum,
you're
bum.
Not dead.
Bum, bum. That's right, that's exactly right. Every year we sing that together. And remember to protect those horses. Today is also National Pig Day, but I mean, come on, who cares? It's really about protecting those horses. So everybody, remember to do your civic duty and go protect some horses today. Whatever you do, protect those horses.
Just kind of wrap yourself around it like a vest.
Yeah, become a horse vigilante of sorts. wear a horse mask and a costume and make it your life's goal to protect horses for the rest of your days.
Who is that masked man? He's Horseman! Horse Protector!
Wow. I like it.
Yes.
I like that. That's good.
He protects people. No, he protects horses from...
Not people.
Not people, because nobody cares about people.
That's right.
They got enough of their own superheroes. It's time for some horses to get protected. Like when horses are snatching other horses' purses.
Oh, yeah, I hate that. When they get their horse purse.
Those crying... the horse purse.
It's the first thing to go every time. Ooh. Those little old lady horses and their horse purses.
This is bizarre.
It is bizarre. You know what else is real bizarre?
What?
This show that we're about to do. And let me tell you, fine folks, because it's important that I let you know, 53 episodes later,
yeah.
What we do. Which is we dive amongst the ooze and the wretchedness and the vile stank of the deep internet and find the grossest, most stupid articles that we can, just for your entertainment and our discomfort.
We do this with pained faces.
That's correct. But regardless, we do it week by week. And you know what? You know, there's no better time to start doing it than right this second. Dan, give me what you got.
Okay, show me what you're working with.
That's right.
Well, you know, what better way to celebrate one's 50th birthday than to rob your limo driver?
You're right. When you're right, you're right.
That's a good cap to the evening.
I agree, yeah.
Melanie Roberts of Connecticut hired a chauffeur for a night on the town, but upon dropping her off, they apparently had a disagreement on the payment specifics. Police say Roberts took the driver's keys, ran back into her home, and picked up a loaded 9mm handgun. At this point, she threatened to shoot out the tires and took the limo's GPS device as well as a clipboard with money in it. Or on it.
On or
clipped
in it.
To it.
Whichever way, yeah.
Needless to say, she didn't get away with it.
Is it needless to say?
I mean,
you had to say it.
In front of her house.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he had some sort of information about the woman he'd been driving around all night with.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you that.
She was arrested on $100,000 bond.
Wow.
On six charges.
Six charges of what?
Well, I don't know all of them, but the most apparent, larceny and carrying a firearm while under the influence. While under the influence.
Okay. And, what was she under the influence of?
A good time.
You know, I'm frequently under that influence.
And
you don't see me going to jail.
Well, you know, you're not usually carrying a firearm when you're doing it.
Usually. I also don't usually rob limo drivers.
Usually.
Only usually.
We
That's
all
right.
have, you know, Mostly. We all have our vices.
Yep.
Some of them involve being under the influence of having a good time.
Uh-huh.
And robbing a limo driver at gunpoint.
You know, the two go so hand in hand. They're really cut from the same cloth. Having a good time robbing a limo driver. It's really the same thing. It's not a big jump to go from one to the other.
As long as he's not a horse.
That's right. You don't want to suffer the wrath of Horseman.
Yeah, a horse protector.
A horse protector. Great.
But yeah, so she's in jail.
Oh, that's good. It ends nice and fuzzy. I like it. It's nice and warm deep down inside. Mm. I'm glad to hear it. Well, that's great. If only there were some sort of other vigilante on the street, along with Horse Protector Man. Uh-huh. To protect people from their lack of burgers.
Oh.
If only.
There should be.
Well, there isn't.
Oh.
There still isn't. But there is a man who did a very wacky thing with burgers.
Oh!
And by that...
Do tell.
I mean, he changed his name to one.
Oh!
A British man formerly known as Simon Smith has changed his name to Bacon Double Cheeseburger.
That definitely sticks.
That's a good name, yeah. I like it. The change was inspired, like many bad ideas, by an evening of drinking.
Ah.
Quote, "It was the culmination of probably too many drinks in the pub where there was a conversation about names," Cheeseburger told the Evening Standard.
Great.
Quote, "Bacon Double Cheeseburger was pretty much the first thing that came up. Everyone loves bacon, don't they?" Cheeseburger, 33, told the newspaper his new moniker is, quote, "the most ridiculous thing he and his friends could think of."
So his first name is Bacon?
That's correct. No, yes, it's Bacon, middle name Double, last name Cheeseburger.
Oh, okay.
Get it right or pay the price.
All right, ugh.
Let's see. So Cheeseburger said his new name hasn't affected his career as a consultant in the oil and gas industry. Quote, "My work speaks for itself. People keep hiring me." But that's slightly misleading. It is important to note that that's a little misleading. He acknowledged that he uses the name he was born with on his resume and doesn't inform employers his real name is Cheeseburger when he's applying.
Yeah.
That's a good precaution to take.
Yeah, it's like... if you're a heavily tattooed person, maybe it's a good idea to wear long sleeves.
At least on your during your interview.
Yeah, during your once they hire you,
then all, it's all no holds barred. Yeah. You just flip the them up. You got out. All. Yeah, you're right. You just covered head to toe in tattoos, and nobody can do anything about it except for fire you.
Except for it completely fire you.
That's right. It could happen, but luckily it doesn't.
Mm. I don't know.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes maybe.
I think there's a whole thing that you know, like there's a whole gray area that we don't consider, like with tattoo cysts.
Uh-oh. Tattoo cysts.
Tattoo cysts.
Is that related to the Watu cysts? That's weak at best. That's weak at best.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not even going to follow that up with a question.
Okay, good. it says, quote, "I usually drop that bombshell after the contracts have been signed," Cheeseburger said. The name, he said, has advantages and at least one downside. The advantage is that he's been contacted by a local burger chain to give him free food if he'll come down and show proof that his name is, in fact, Bacon Double Cheeseburger.
Okay.
The downside, however, is that Cheeseburger says his fiancée...
Uh-oh.
Isabella... is upset. I don't know why I made such a big deal out of that name.
Yeah, you were building that up.
Anyway, says Isabella is upset about the new name.
Ooh.
My fiance is fairly reluctant about marrying a cheeseburger, he told the Evening Standard. That's something we're discussing a lot. No girl ever dreams of spending her big day marrying a man named Bacon.
Yeah.
Unless he's Kevin.
Kevin?
Bacon.
That's true.
I mean, he I'm that's sure there are many. Name, yeah, it's true. It is his last name. His name is not Bacon Double Cheeseburger Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon Cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Or something equally terrible. That's a bad last name, or a bad name in general.
What should they name their kid if they have one?
Pickles.
Pickles Cheeseburger?
That's right. Or
what about
let's
Whopper
see.
Jr.?
Oh, get out. Get out.
It only really makes sense if he's Whopper Senior.
That's right. Whopper the... I'm sorry. Whopper Senior was my father. Mr. Cheeseburger
you
was
can
my
just
father.
Call me Whopper.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Anyway, that's a terrible name.
Yes.
And also, you should never make life-changing, like, name-changing decisions after being drunk and hanging out with your buddies.
I have a question about that.
I have an answer, hopefully.
You may. If you're out drinking with a bunch of friends and you make this stupid decision, what offices do you have to go through to change your name legally? Can you just go online and change it? Because
no,
like,
you go to your town office and you can just get it changed. They just charge you some amount of money and you get it changed.
So I would imagine that they were drinking until the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah.
Or they got their drink on real early because...
Yeah, maybe they were day drinking.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because, like, honestly...
Or they
like,
woke up from all the drunkenness and still thought it was a good idea.
Yeah. Like, but that's probably what it was. Like, yeah. Let me sleep on it. Wakes up, he's still drunk. Oh, it still seems good.
Good stuff. Let's make it happen. All right. Good on you, Mr. Cheeseburger. Mr. and future Mrs. Cheeseburger.
It's never going to be Bizao Doodoo, though.
That's right. His favorite hobby was, in fact, diamond.
Yeah. And... you can't beat that as an activity.
That's right.
That's an old reference.
That's an old reference.
That's a real guy's name, though. You can look it up on Google.
That's right.
I've heard of Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves. Hello, who is this Jeeves? All right, tell me what you got next.
Well, I don't like exercise.
Well, you know, who does?
Me.
You oh, do.
You. Do you? No, I mean, I don't.
Oh,
sorry.
I don't really like it.
I don't like it, but I like it.
I do it begrudgingly, but I don't like it.
I appreciate the rewards that it comes from.
Even though I rarely see them happen from myself.
Because I don't, I don't do
don't exercise. So I know that they could happen.
They could.
But they don't.
I've been told.
read it in a book once.
With this new invention, I probably still won't.
Ooh.
But I could get all the attention on the treadmill at the gym.
Good.
How many times has this happened to you, okay?
Once.
I'm going to throw a little scenario past you.
Oh, sorry, it hasn't happened yet.
Oh, no, yeah, it has.
Okay, tell me.
Well, maybe, did you say once to me asking that question, maybe?
Sure.
Okay, yeah, I don't know, I'm lost. All right, so imagine this scenario, okay?
I'm imagining.
You're on your run,
mm-hmm.
and you reach for a thirst-quenching tomato from your pocket.
Yeah, like we always do.
But it slips out of your hand.
Oh, no!
And you step on it, and you slip.
Oh!
While running full speed, you veer off into traffic and are brutally struck by a horde of marathon bicyclists.
Oh, my God. What are the chances?
1-1. Lying there, bleeding out from the road rash incurred by your accident, you mumble with your last breath, "There's got to be a better way." As the camera zooms out in a dramatic bird's eye view and the city skyline fades to black.
Wow, that was really intense.
Yeah. And that's happened.
I'm never going to think about my workout tomatoes the same.
Well, no longer, my friends. Enter Tomatan, a wearable robot that sits on your shoulders like a gargoyle with a tomato head.
This sounds too good to be true.
Tell me more.
What happens if I call now?
Well, upon request, Tomatan will feed you tomatoes while you run.
Of course. You know, that one thing we've all been missing in our lives.
That's exactly what I need. A Japanese-based vegetable juice company, Kagome, along with Japanese art studio Meiwa Denki, has created this tomato dispensing robot. Quote, "Tomatoes have lots of nutrition that combats fatigue," Kagome employee Shingenori Suzuki said. "We used about 100 tomatoes to complete this machine," said one of the founders of Meiwa Denki. "We focused mostly on its visual design."
Mm.
And it shows.
Oh yeah, is it nice?
It looks like it's what's that metal, like it's like Kinex, right? But it's metal.
Okay. All right.
Children's building thing.
I'm with you. Yeah, I can't remember what they're called, but I do know what you're talking.
You know what I'm talking about? So its limbs are pretty much look like they're like its feet look like it's made of that, and it's got these like red feet and a big tomato head that mouth opens and closes
as it would need to do.
And it has these suction cup hands that goes like into its back and pulls out a tomato and reaches it over its head and puts it in front of your face.
Ah. Good, good. So it's fully automated.
Yeah. Well, like you have to flip a switch on its foot that's like right next to your face. You're like, "Hey, feed me a tomato."
Okay. So it doesn't assess your needs.
It doesn't have a tomato meter.
It's like, "Oh, you're running a little low. Let me just..." just forces one down.
Yeah, that would actually be better if it just like regurgitated it out and it came in your mouth. Suzuki ran the Toyota Marathon with... Toyota. Suzuki and Toyota.
Uh-huh.
No, Suzuki ran the Tokyo Marathon with the robo backpack, and a technician ran right beside him with tools for on-the-go repairs.
Great.
It's like, "Oh no, it's not dispensing tomatoes!"
You know what would have been easier? Is had someone run alongside and just give you tomatoes.
Or maybe that's a new thing, like in marathons, instead of people like standing on the sidelines handing you cups of water, they just hand you a tomato.
Yeah, they're good for you and full of nutrients or something.
I think I'll probably stand with all those cup people and just throw tomatoes.
Yeah, that would be funny.
For on, you know, like, "You can't slow down!" You just throw it at them.
"You gotta have this!" Great.
Hit them in the face.
I'm glad that such fantastic technology is now available to the public.
I don't know if it's available to the public yet.
Oh, yet. It's just in the prototype.
It has been unveiled, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Any prices mentioned or anything like that?
Nothing yet.
Wow,
no.
So it's going to be that expensive, huh?
It's going to be millions.
It's worth it. It's going to be worth it. But no price is too high.
How much would you pay?
I'd pay at least $2 or $3 million.
Sold.
For that kind of luxury? Wow. Woo.
It's the one thing I desperately needed.
It's the thing that keeps me awake at night. Am I going to have enough energy to feed myself my own tomatoes?
No.
Never will I have to worry. All right, let's move on. I'm not going to try this. Let's just move on to it. A road accident in Mesa, Arizona caused an almighty stink on Saturday afternoon. A sewage truck that was hauling porta potties reportedly rolled over on the busy US 60 highway after swerving to avoid a barrel that fell from another vehicle. The portable toilets were thrown off, but were actually empty, reports say. That's good.
Okay.
But here's where things kind of get slippery.
Yeah.
Human feces and urine still spilled out onto the road, however, from the vents on top of the truck's septic tank. So there was still some stored duty on top.
Oh.
Yeah, so the actual receptacles were empty, but the storage unit was still very, very much so full. luckily, no one was injured in the crash, although they were all completely covered in duty. In hot cuck. Yep.
In hot cuck.
That's right.
What are they, like, heating it?
Yeah, you're keeping it warm. You know, gyrating it, warming it, stirring it every once in a while.
They have a guy sitting in the back just stirring it.
Yep. You know, like a cauldron. A poop cauldron.
But he's got, like, he looks like Chef Boyardee in my head. Anyway. That's
right. I can't imagine why he would look like that.
With a big, like, wooden, well, it's like an oar. Maybe it's so deep.
Maybe that explains why all Chef Boyardee things are so disgusting.
That's where
it's actually just human waste. It's the same going in as it does coming out.
Oh, but you get the rings, though.
That's right. Gross. Oh, I get the rings after I eat, if you know what I mean. So let's see. Arizona Department of Public Safety Sergeant Aaron Buckmister.
What?
Yeah, that's a heck of a name.
That's a great last name.
Yeah, told the outlet it was the first time he'd ever had to deal with a poo spill on the road. His words, not mine.
Did he say it like you just did?
Yeah, exactly like that. There are three compartments in the tank, he says. One is fresh water, one is deodorizer, and the other is wastewater, he said. The wastewater came out the top. The other stuff didn't. None of that fresh water and deodorizer. It was just the turd and peppers. The duties and peppers came right out of the top.
Peppers,
that's right. And the crew was transporting the porta potty. The crew, that was transporting the porta potties, cleaned up most of the mess. Because you can only, it's like antibacterial wipes. Mm. You only get 99.9%. There's some turd that seeps into the ground, and you never get that stain out.
No matter how hard you scrub.
That's right. That road's going to heat up in the middle of summer, and it's going, oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember
bottle
that.
That aroma.
So fresh and so clean. All right, Dan, you've got one more for us. Let's make it happen, Cap'n.
All right. A Florida resident.
Oh, hey-o.
Ding, ding, ding.
Weho.
Was recently charged with practicing medicine without a license.
Ooh.
The medical impersonator's name is Malachi Love Robinson.
Oh, Love Robinson.
I love Robinson Crusoe.
God, I love him.
Also, he's 18.
Oh, good.
At the West Palm Beach Medical Building, oncologist Dr. Alan Schultz shared a floor with the previously uninhabited Suite 303 until all of a sudden a mysterious doctor's name appeared on the door, as well as a professional-looking addition to the lobby directory board.
Dr. Love Robinson.
Here to please the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lesser extent, the men.
Oh, okay. At least he's being open and available.
Yeah, it's just in smaller font under that.
Oh, I see. Okay. Jokerman font.
In Jokerman font. So that he's not taking it as seriously.
Yeah.
The directory board listing Dr. Malachi Love Robinson with a PhD, HHP-C, AMP-C, and a Psy degree.
Okay. Like a psychology.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what the other two were, though. PhD, obviously, but not the other two.
I have no idea. Doctory things.
Doctory love things.
I'm not one, so I don't understand.
The doctor jargon.
That's right.
Investigators responded to a complaint about the practice, and one individual...
Thanks for that.
Had a problem with that word. One individual went undercover to receive his treatment.
Oh...
He even had a professional profile on healthgrades.com. On the profile, Robinson's...
The
healthgrades.com.
Wow. I know that I frequent there.
I should probably do a little bit more explanation as to what that is. That's a...
you don't need to tell me. I definitely know what that is.
You have a profile on there.
That's correct.
If I'm not mistaken.
That and WikiFeet, the two places I go between the most.
Those are my bookmark pages.
That's right.
But those of you not in the know, healthgrades.com is a medical professional grading website, you know, like, I went to this doctor and he was good.
Yelp. Thanks for that in-depth analysis.
And he did good things. He gave me medicine.
He made me out no more.
From Ashley, age 6. Let's see. On the website, Robinson says he specializes in naturopathy, whatever the hell that is.
Okay.
Psychology and mental health. Mm. And he also said he was 25.
But he's not.
He's not.
What a liar.
It does look very professional. I saw the picture. The only thing I would say, I mean, he's got like a lab coat and everything, and he's got like nice doctory glasses, and he's doing that, like, I'm leaning my chin on my fist, kind of.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But he kind of has, like, he has a shaved head and a really, like, a half-inch kind of mohawk thing going.
Huh, that'll give you away.
That's a little unprofessional, yeah. I would say. And he's being held on $6,000 bail.
Well, that's, yeah, it's not bad.
But, I mean, you gotta admire the balls on somebody that literally just creates a doctor's office.
That's pretty cool.
And, like, gets away with it for a short period of time.
Yeah, that's actually pretty awesome. I'll give it to him. You know, $6,000, it was probably worth it for the story. You're gonna have a heck of a story.
He's got the entrepreneurial spirit.
And that's what I admire most about Robinson Love Caruso.
That's exactly what his name is.
Good.
Now,
I'm glad I got that right.
He changed it to that just now. And also burgers
and fries. Okay. So we've got one more for you. Let's go ahead and wrap it up real slow, like
with a bow,
like
real slow, like with a bow, like.
That's right. Four people spent the weekend in jail after being accused of brawling inside a Florida pizza shop over garlic knots.
Oh.
Yeah, that's serious business. They make it out like it's like, oh, they were just fighting over garlic knots. Garlic knots are life. Deputies in Flagler County, said the fight began at Palm Coast Pizza on Friday when Jessica Conti, 25, became angry that her garlic knots had cheese on them.
Why would you be angry about
that? Yeah, that's
that?
Just a bonus, and she's wrong in every single way. Although
Well, maybe if she's lactose intolerant.
Maybe she should suck it up, because that's just free
wrong.
Cheese.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, her body's wrong. Although employees refunded Conti's money, authorities say she felt disrespected by the way the money was placed on the table and became even more irate. Uh-oh. Don't you hate when that happens? When people give you your money back in a snooty way?
Here's your money, and threw it at her face.
It's all in coins. Just smashed. Let's see. As Conti expressed her displeasure, three men who had been waiting for her outside came into the pizza shop. Uh-oh. It's about to go down, Dan.
A pizza posse.
That's right. That's good. That's good. I like it. Pizza. Good Lord. Police identified the men as Vincent Conti, 23, Sean Cody, 32, and Hareem Jones. I know. The Hareem Jones. The notorious pizza massacrer.
Oh my God. He can chow on those pizzas.
He sure can. Police said that the four started trashing the business, first by pushing the fax machine and cash register to the floor. They then went to the food preparation area and started throwing food and pizza boxes, police said. I know. That's just a waste of delicious pizza.
Mm.
The biggest crime you could ever commit. Like, the only thing that's, like, so there's that, and then right below that is murder.
below that.
One suspect tossed a glass container of delicious, scrumptious, oh, so good, Parmesan cheese. I may have been ad-libbing there.
Oh, that wasn't a direct
quote
from the police?
No, into a television, though. Threw it right into a television.
Oh, no. Was the food okay?
No, but the program, yes, but the program was kind of cheesy.
Oh, zip zoo.
Okay. Authorities estimated damage to the pizza shop at around $1,000, which, by the way, I want to point out, is $995.50 more than a large order of garlic knots.
Did you do your research on that?
Sure did. The four left before deputies arrived, but two witnesses recognized some of them and told police deputies. And told police. There's a period there.
Oh, okay.
Deputies arrested all four a short time later at Jessica Conti's home. Each was charged with burglary and criminal mischief.
Woo!
Florida and criminal mischief, all in one. In addition,
we need that golf clap.
We do. Okay, in addition, Jones was charged with marijuana possession. Of course! What a surprise!
Well, I think if you had marijuana,
she should have been less picky. Just eating anything she could get.
Well, yeah, like I feel like somebody
who uses the marijuana.
Yeah,
she injected 3 or 4 marijuana leaves.
Yeah, into her person.
That's right.
I feel like you get into that mode, you'll eat
rat feces.
You'll eat like the,
as long as it's got Cheeto dust on it.
Is that something that happened?
Well. We're not going to talk about experience.
Cheeto dust? Experience, your personal, this is a personal story?
Anyway, so again, Florida.
You. We love you.
You're great. Also, cheese on garlic knots, amazing. Garlic knots in general, amazing. Take them as you get them. And if you get bonus cheese, extra take them.
Getting your money back, also amazing.
Also fantastic. God, it's so good. But in non-related garlic knot news, I've got nothing else. That's it. So I feel like that's a pretty reasonable time to end the show, because why talk about anything else?
This show should really just be about garlic knots.
Yeah, that's actually, we're going to be unveiling our new show soon, which is going to be the garlic show, garlic knot hour.
Oh my God.
It's an entire hour where we talk daily. It's a daily show on garlic knots and the merits of cheese, the proper cutting techniques for the garlic, the toasting temperature. Trust me, we've got a lot to talk about.
There's a lot of details you don't consider.
We got a lot to talk about. So see that, expect to see that never. and in the meantime, though, we will have yet another show next week.
Yeah.
As is common. That's and true. We're going to be full.
Another episode, you mean. Not another show.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Another episode of this, yada, 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 whatever. All right, so let's do the spiel. You can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Banner Box Radio tab. You can also find the show on iTunes and all other places that you get your podcasts. You can contact us directly by using the contact form on our website. And that's all for this week.
And remember, some villages in Africa require an older woman to accompany newlyweds into the bedroom on the first night of their marriage in order to show them how it's done.
Thanks for joining us. Skibbity bop bop doo da bop bo!
Be! Hoo! Hi ho hi ho.
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.